welcome to the playoffs. The Eagles getting ready for Saturday's divisional round game against the Atlanta Falcons right here at Lincoln Financial Field. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside the Eagles. We're going to get you ready for the postseason with a great show tonight. We're going to take you behind the scenes, part of our unscripted series. What's it been like for the Eagles to go through this bye week and get ready for the postseason? We'll also sit down with Pro Bowl safety Malcolm Jenkins. He'll talk about preparing for that potent Atlanta Falcons offense. But first, let's go back to a wonderful 2017 regular season. 13-3, it's our Sounds of the Week. Presented by Bose, nothing comes between you and your music.
The Philadelphia Eagles will face the Atlanta Falcons on Saturday afternoon. But before they play, we take a look at some of the highlights from the year featuring Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
Jones, a left footer, gets it away. It is a high wobble. Crowder comes up. He takes it and drops it. And it is picked up by, let's see, it may be the Eagles. Rick Lovato was telling us it's Eagles football, and it is. Wentz rolls. Looks. Looks. Fires. Complete for two. Out, and it goes to Alshon Jeffrey. On first down, it goes to Clement. Clement outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in the end zone. Corey Clement.
His first NFL touchdown.
Can the Eagles stop them one more time? Manning goes to Darkwood. They stop him. They stop him. Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's good! Wentz looks. Floating. And it is caught. Touchdown. Inside the pylon to Trey Burke. And the gun is Palmer. Palmer hit. And down he goes. He goes to Blunt. He's got a first down. He's got more. He's at the 40. He's at the 45, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He can't be stopped. Finally at the 4. A runaway train. Newton goes back. He steps up. He's hit as he fires the football. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Douglas. And the Eagles have the football down at the 12. Newton looks left. He fires left, and it is, let's see, it's the Eagles coming up with it. It is intercepted on the far side of the field.
This
is another turnover, as it is Patrick Robinson this time. One right. Have to get to the 35 for a first down. Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's across the 30. The 35, the 40. He's got a first down. The 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. They had him. He disappeared. Low snap. Back goes Foster. He fires, and it's intercepted. Mills down the left side. He cuts back at the 15. He's running across the field. He gets a block. He cuts back. He's in for the touchdown. Jalen Mills, magnificent. Wentz. On first down, he rolls, looks, fires, complete, touchdown, Ertz, his sixth of the season. Made it look easy. On first down, Ajayi gets, no, it's a fake, pass to Jeffrey, in for the touchdown.
What a
Wentz
beautiful play.
Set it up with a fake into the belly of Ajayi, took it back, and went to Jeffrey, 32 yards, touchdown. Play action, Osweiler over the middle, it's intercepted. Robinson at the 30, at the 20, at the 15 and out of bounds. Prescott back again, he steps up, the ball is deflected and loose, picked up by the Eagles. It's Nigel Branham. Branham picked it up and took it in for a touchdown. Aguilar across the 10, across the 5, he leaps, he's in, touchdown, there he is, Nelson Aguilar. Goff is back, he fires, he completes. They go into the pick. The
razzle-dazzle.
And now it's intercepted by the Eagles on the pitch. And in for the touchdown. It is Brandon Graham. The Eagles have won the NFC East.
The Eagles had a bye week last week. It was a time to relax, to refresh, and really get mentally honed in on the postseason. in our unscripted series you're about to see. We talk to some of the players behind the scenes. It's an exclusive, and you're going to love it.
Atlanta is going to Philly, and boy, it's been a while since a number one seed hasn't felt like a number one seed.
The Philadelphia Eagles are the first number one seed in history to start the playoffs as an underdog. There is an impression the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be trampled on by the Falcons, and that perception might be right.
Why are the Falcons just going to walk in here on the Eagles' home field and win this game like that? Why is that even in people's heads? Like, I just don't understand it.
You lost the most important position on the field, the quarterback, and a guy who was playing at an MVP level in Carson Wentz.
And we talked as much about the defense being a factor as we did Carson Wentz, which is still there.
And they've got a good team. You don't win 13 games by being a one-man team.
The bottom line is whatever it takes. And they got two players on this team that understand that more than anybody else, LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long.
Well, I know my attitude is I'm ready to play a playoff game. I didn't need to hear any bulletin board material or anything like that from the media or, you know, online about, you know, we're underdogs, whatever. I really don't care. I just want to play football and playoff football. You should have plenty of motivation. You shouldn't need that. So our record speaks for itself. We're here for a reason. We've earned it. And in the postseason, we got to earn it all over again.
And then the guys on this squad that won Super Bowls, like Malcolm, like Chris, that you've had stand up, what was kind of the thinking going into that idea?
You know, I've always sort of appreciated the players who have been there, done that. It just goes to their preparation, their hard work, what they saw from their team at those times. And for them to kind of shed a little light on this postseason was huge for the guys. And these guys are in the locker room with you. They've been there, you know, and as early as this last year for a couple of them, LeGarrette and Chris, you know. So I think it's important to hear from these guys because it is that one and done mentality, you know, and so you got to turn over every stone.
Well, I think the last 2 weeks we've just been eager to get going. You have to manage that excitement with balancing good preparation and trying to have our best practices of the year because we're going to have to play our best game to win a playoff game. That's kind of the reality of playing in the postseason. So, you know, that excitement, that restlessness, but also the patience of putting in good work on the practice field.
It's the same field, same color grass, same football, same rules. The only thing that's different is the distraction around the game. The fact that if you lose, you're going home. The fact that everybody's watching you and you're so much closer to your goal. But in the reality where your feet are, it's the same. Obviously, you're going to do everything you can and exhaust yourself to make sure you prepare for this game. But at the end of the day, don't get out of character. We've been here. I mean, it's the teams that can focus on the smallest things. We're going to get punched in the mouth. Be able to just like, hey, just keep chipping at it. Somebody get hurt, next guy up, they score, next guy up. Like, that's how we've been operating all year. So don't get away from that. We got a lot of vets on this team. Guys have been there. Guys who haven't, I'm excited for the guys who hadn't been there. That link is gonna be rocking.
The playoffs for me, I don't take them for granted. You know, it took me almost a decade to be there, but I learned a lot in my 1 year, making that Super Bowl run and being able to win. So it means a lot to me just to be able to take the field and know that everybody in the country is watching, people in other countries are watching probably. And every time you win in the playoffs, that next week even more people are watching. So you earn what you get, and it's win or go home. And I know it's a cliche, but when you really think about it as a player, you could either be preparing for an opponent next week or packing up your locker. That adds a lot of magnitude to those games.
We welcome you back to Inside the Eagles. I'm joined by Pro Bowl safety Malcolm Jenkins as the playoffs are here. Malcolm, what do the playoffs mean to you?
I mean, it's all opportunity. You know, it's a fun time. I've been blessed to be in the playoffs a few times in my career, and it's nothing like it. Even for the fan base, the team, it's exciting, especially when you get to have one of those playoff games at home.
Yeah, and you haven't been in the playoffs since you were a member of the Saints and you beat the Eagles back in 2013. What has the drought been like for you? I know it's painful when you don't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been different. Something I've tried not to get used to because my first 5 years in the league, I made it 4 out of 5 times.
And won a Super Bowl.
And won a Super Bowl. And so this is my first time, my fourth year with the Eagles, and we're here. And not only did we make it, we're number one seed. So I'm excited to kind of, you know, get out there. These are the games that people remember you from or the seasons that people remember. So we want to make sure that we take advantage of it.
Take us inside the locker room. What is the mood? What is the level of confidence like?
I mean, I think it's high. I think guys are excited to get out there and compete. We're excited to see what our fan base is going to bring to the link, how the atmosphere is going to be for a lot of guys, young guys and veteran guys. This is the first time they've been in the playoffs. And so we're anxious. But all week we're trying not to peak too early, you know, trying to focus on the small things, the details, the game plan, our job, so that we can block all that out and execute on Saturday.
There's been a lot of talk, Malcolm, out there that the Eagles aren't going to win this game. And you've been asked about it all week. And I wonder, really, what do you guys think about that?
I think it depends on the guy. Some guys take that, you know, as disrespect as I think they should. And they harbor that inside and they'll use that as fuel. Some guys like to ignore it just because, you know, even if you think you're going to win, if you focus sometimes too much on what people say and how people doubt you, the first time something goes wrong, that doubt creeps in. So some guys like to ignore it. I'm kind of in between. I hear a little bit of it, but at the end of the day, I know what we have in our locker room. I know what we have in the fan base and what I am as a player. And so I know we'll be prepared. If we play the game that I think we can, there's no doubt in my mind we should win this game.
Doug Peterson said something interesting earlier in the week, that when you lose key players, there is a hangover effect, and that losing Carson Wentz maybe had a bit of an effect on the team for however long. But now the team has put that behind it. Do you believe that there was a bit of a carryover from the injury in the last couple games of the season?
I mean, offensively, I think there's definitely going to be an adjustment period when you lose your, you know, potentially MVP quarterback. There's going to be a period in which you're trying to figure out how this formula works now. But as a team, I don't think we dwelt on losing Carson at all, to be honest. I know we lost him, we were in a position where we win 2 more games and you get home field advantage. And so that's what the focus became. We got that, and now we're here, you know, getting ready to play our first playoff game in the link. And that's where the focus has been. It's not been about, you know, what we're going to do without Carson, or we were hurting for him as a player and what that meant to him. But I think this team is primed and ready to go.
All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. We know about Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and a great running game. This seems to be as balanced an offense that is out there.
Yeah, I mean, they've always been, you know, a balanced offense, even last year. When Matt Ryan was playing at an MVP level, they still had a really balanced attack. And that's going to be good for us. The challenge for us is going to be, how do we get them to play one-handed and get them to be a little bit imbalanced? And that starts with stopping the run and obviously keeping Julio Jones in front of us. He's going to rack up yards. That's just what he does. He's a top receiver in this league for a reason. But if we can keep him in front of us, tackle in space, and stop this stretch running game, I think we will have the opportunity to put them in some situations where they become a little bit more predictable.
Do you believe that defense wins championships in the NFL?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you can't win a game unless you get a stop. Even if you have a shootout type of game, it's usually which defense gets the last stop that wins. And so the things that always, you know, win you games, or especially in these postseason games, are a running game in a defense, and I think we have both.
You think the defense is good enough to win the championship?
No doubt. I mean, we're a top 5 defense in almost every category, and we've been getting better and better as we've gone along. And I think we understand the challenge that's in front of us, and we're licking our chops at it.
Malcolm, finally, what will be going through your body and your mind at 4:34 minutes before kickoff?
I mean, minutes before kickoff, I'll probably take in the atmosphere. You know, it's one of those things that it's special. And you know, I look up in those Raptors and you see the NFC, you know, championship banners, and you want to be up there. But then you realize when that ball's kicked off, there are things you need to do to be able to earn that respect and that right to get up there. And some of mine will be focused on those small things, my job, my task, because there's going to be plenty of energy in the link.
Eagles have been winning all year on the field as well as off the field. Let's take a look at another example.
Today is, I believe, an extra special visit. Like I said, with the playoffs coming up, I think it's super important. You know, some of our patients and families are unable to make it home. So, you know, to kind of bring the Eagles to them is just an extra special event that we can do. So basically we have special programming here that happens all the time. So we run live programming out of CCAR Studios. It happens, Bingo is one of our most popular game shows throughout the day. Happens every day from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And whatever happens down here in the studio is projected to all of the rooms. And so it's cool because, you know, a patient can tune in, they can play along, they can call down if they win. So it's still an extra inclusive feeling to happen up in the room as well.
I think it's big for people in our position to do this because, you know, people know our names and people know our faces. So just being able to get out in the community and make a difference, maybe make a kid smile is huge for us. You know, you don't have this opportunity forever. So being able to take advantage of it is really neat.
Handshake. There we go. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, it's really neat to have role models and, you know, guys that just do a great job both in their own home and then out in the community. You know, having Rodney, Tori, and Mac playing on Saturday, to be able to take the time out and hang out with the kids today, it's really neat seeing the interaction.
Whether it's a different holiday throughout the year or just, you know, to stop on by, I think it's great to have just a special event happen here.
When we return to Inside the Eagles, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick will break it down. The old school, all 22.
Hi everyone, I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22. Special look at a special moment in Eagles history. And this one is indeed special. It was 2004. It was the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game. A game known for the famous Freddie Mitchell catch on 4th and 26. But you know what, Mike? That may have preserved it, but the play that set up the win was B-Dawg.
Well, B-Dawg on the interception, but you know, we're talking divisional round of the playoffs. So you're going to have a lot of fireworks, and B-Dawg certainly won. But David Akers came in, as you remember, and kicked the field goal that tied up the game, that sent the game into overtime. After Akers sends it into overtime, Ike Reese gets the pressure. B-Dawg gets the interception. Let's take a look. On 1st and 10, the Packers are running a two-man pass play with Donald Driver running a deep comeback and Javon Walker running a post route past the first down marker. Quarterback Brett Favre drops back the pass, and he's looking for Walker, who's open on a post route. But with pressure in his face, he heaves it up into the middle of the field and into the hands of Brian Dawkins, who returns it 35 yards to set up a game-winning field goal. If we take a look at the play from behind, you'll see how the Eagles were able to get to Favre so quickly. Jim Johnson calls a blitz from the left that had the defensive line slanting inside with pressure from the second level coming outside. Now, the slant up front forces a double team on Jerome McDougal, leaving linebacker Ike Reese one-on-one with the tight end. Look at the job Ike does here, crossing the tight end's face to pressure Favre, who panics and throws up a prayer in the middle of the field, setting up the interception and leading the Eagles to victory.
Inside the Eagles is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. So the playoffs are here. The Eagles, with an opportunity and a win, go to the NFC Championship game once again. We thank you so much for joining us on Inside the Eagles. Make sure you have all of your positive feelings going as the football team takes the field against the Atlanta Falcons. Thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.